Let's celebrate this month. Let's celebrate this week. Welcome to the Big Weekly Blend podcast, the companion to our Big Weekly Blend magazine. Okay, so now it is part two of our Big Weekly Blend show, and we're going to eat, drink, and be merry with Chef Ivan Flowers. Ivan is a five-star chef. He's also a culinary instructor, and he teaches teens in Temecula how to cook, which is always exciting because I think this is a life skill all kids need to learn, and so do we, as many adults do, right? Chef Ivan, how are you?
Good, Lisa. I'm good. It's good to be with you.
Hey, you know what? We're excited about this because you've got a great recipe of baby pears dipped in ganache, right? And so this show airs on December 3rd, and we talk about the holidays of the month and everything for December. And apparently it is Pear Month, National Pear Month, and it is World Pear Day. So, like, you know, you knew what was happening, didn't you? You were prepared for the pear.
I was prepared. Very good. Yes.
That was good. That just flew out of my mouth too. That's weird.
But that's very good.
That was good. That was good. But baby pears, where do you get baby pears?
There's a counselor teacher up at Temecula who has very large property, and she has these pear trees. And they're baby pears. So she gave me, I sent some students over, excuse me, to pick them. So I was inundated with all these little baby pears. So the first thing I thought, and they're really sweet, really nice. They have a stem on them. And the first thing I thought about was dip them in ganache, you know? And they just, between the ganache and the sweetness of the pear and the velvetiness of the chocolate and the cream, boy, did it work.
So this is interesting because so you're not going to cook the pears because they're babies. You don't. Okay. Now the ganache, let's talk about ganache because it's a little bit more than chocolate, right? It's a little bit more than you put cream and chocolate chips melted together.
Right. Exactly. And people, you know, they get like really weird. How can I make this? They make it a lot in their head. They make it more difficult than they think. Basically, you're using a one-to-one. I use the semi-sweet chocolate, and you use one-to-one ratio. It's very, very simple. You can either use chocolate chips, or if you have the bar, you take a chef's knife and you kind of just, you know, slice it up, crumble it up. You bring the cream to a simmer. You pour the hot cream over the chocolate. And at first, when you mix it, you don't think anything is going to happen because it kind of doesn't. Nothing happens for a few minutes, for 1 or 2 minutes, and then it starts to come together. And you get this beautiful, shiny, gorgeous chocolate, and you simply just dip. And you can dip a lot of things into ganache. I did pears. I've done it with Doritos and Cheetos with students where we had a lot of fun. Strawberries, green beans, you know, cookies. So it's
bacon.
Very, very, very simple. Bacon, absolutely bacon.
Bacon, pretzels.
Absolutely.
I like the pretzels.
Pretzels, bacon, yes. Wonderful on bacon. And then you finish with a little French sea salt.
Oh, I like that. Now, can we spike the ganache with some sea salt caramel bourbon?
Yes, absolutely.
Ooh. But
absolutely.
You do it like at the end. You don't want to put it at the beginning. You want to do it at the end?
No.
Because of the
when
cream?
It comes together, yes. Let it come together and then put a little bit in and then taste it. Because you don't want to water it out too much because you want it to be able to coat. So if you're going to add a little extra liquid to it, you'd go with a little more chocolate.
Mm. So we have these dried mushrooms from Melissa's Produce. They're like chanterelles, morels, all of these dried, you know. And we were going to make this sauce because we did crepes with mushrooms and a mushroom sauce. And they said, okay, you could cook the mushrooms in red wine, but you need to deglaze the wine. And we both looked at each other and went, okay, where's Chef Ivan? What the heck do we, are we boiling the wine? What are we doing? And then we thought, we're not wasting our wine until we talk to you. So no wine went into our mushrooms, but they were good. Oh my God, these mushrooms. And we've got crimini, mini shiitakes, we still have some. So,
Yes.
and you just you have to let them be moist, everyone's favorite word. You've got to soak them for a while, like 20 minutes or something, in hot water, and then you can.
Yeah, you
We added
rehydrate
them.
them. Yeah.
Yeah, we rehydrated them, but they seem to, when they are dried, they, I don't know if they just soak up the flavor more because of the rehydrating them kind of process. They seem to really soak up.
They're very intense. Yeah, they're very intense. I like to use them, like when I do my lobster bisque, I put it in a dried port, a dried, I think a porcini, or yeah, it's been a while. I put
Yeah,
it
I have
into the
porcinis.
stock. Yeah, and it puts out such an incredible flavor, you know, because when they dry them, they concentrate them, they hydrate them, dehydrate them down, and they get intense. So they're wonderful to work with.
We did, we went to a friend's house and we put them in. She was doing slow roasted short ribs, and she did it in red wine.
Yes.
And so, and it was, it turned out really good. So we just threw the mushrooms in, and it was like this earthiness
Absolutely.
came into it. But she
Yes.
did it in red wine and other things. But,
It's so funny you say that. That's what I'm making tonight for tomorrow.
oh,
I'm doing
cool.
short ribs. Yeah, they're in the oven as we speak.
Oh, she did it in a slow cooker thing, and by the time we put the mushrooms in, it the sauce just thickened. When we first got there, it was
Oh
like
yeah.
juice, and then it just thickened. And those mushrooms were like perfect. We put it with some mashed potatoes, and we had some really good wine from LDV Winery. Oh, red wine! It was a feast. It was a little feast that
Yes.
none of us could finish. But short ribs, I you know I'm not a huge rib person. I don't even I've never cooked them, but they just fell off the bone, and
Oh
they
yeah.
were good. That's a
Oh
good
yeah.
Christmas
You
meal,
you
isn't it?
Oh yeah, the trick is you always make them the day before. You don't want to make them the day of and then eat them. You want to make them the day before,
Oh.
keep them in the sauce, chill them down, and then the next day bring it back on the heat or as many as you want. And when it sits overnight in that braising liquid, it becomes very, very intense. You
Okay,
always want
so,
to do braised dishes the day before.
I didn't know that. Now, what about this deglazing thing? What are we doing with our wine? Are we ruining it? What is
Well,
that?
like with short ribs, what you're going to do, you know, there's a technique. Basically, you make a mirepoix, celery, onions, and carrots. You sweat it out. You add tomato paste to it, which is called pinsay. And that sweetness of the tomato paste kind of just balances the dish. And just as you cook all that tomato paste out, then you put in, you deglaze, because you're going to have a fond on the bottom of the pan. Some of those vegetables and that tomato paste builds up on the bottom, and you deglaze with a good red wine. And then you take that down by half until
Oh.
it thickens. Then
Ooh.
you go in with stock. Then you go in with an herb bundle. You put your meat in, cover it,
Oh.
and go into an oven for about 3.5 to 4 hours at 300.
Oh. That
That's
sounds
braising.
yummy.
That's true braising. Oh, it's
That
delicious.
sounds like really good, winter food. We're getting into
And
that
it's
season.
simple.
Yeah, we
Yeah.
want comfort food. We want that kind of comfort goodness. And I want to go back
Yeah.
to what you're doing with the ganache, because as soon as you hear a word like ganache, you're like, holy crap, I can't do that.
Right.
It's
I
like,
know.
no. But
No.
so with this, so you had baby pears, so you're using what is available. So like, could we just take apples, slice them, then dip them and eat them,
Oh,
or
of course.
anything, any fruit?
Absolutely. Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And we could take bigger pears, because not
Yes.
everyone gets baby pears, but this is so, and they're so cute. You want to give
Yeah.
them little faces and say hi to
I
them.
know. They have that beautiful shine on them, that little stem. They're
Yeah.
wonderful. Yeah.
They remind me of crab apples in a weird way,
Yes, they look like crab apples. Yes.
But those are a
Yes.
little
And
tart. You don't want to do too much with crab apples,
no.
do you? Those are for cooking.
No. You want to go, yeah, you want to go, yeah, you know, a little sweet, but tart works too. It's, you know, whatever you like.
Yeah, I think that's the fun thing. I think you always bring recipes that can be completely modified according to what you have. and what you like. So this is something fun for the kids. So for the holiday season, ganache is something that kids can get into and be part of the celebration for the table, whether it's
Yes,
pretzels or pears or,
yes. And remember, you
bacon.
can make truffles out of them, chocolate truffles.
Ooh.
That's what they're made from ganache. And what you want to do, the ratio is basically you're going to do 8 ounces of chocolate to 2/3 of a cup of cream. Then you put that in the refrigerator and it gets hard. You then take a little ice cream scooper and you scoop them. You can roll them in nuts. You can roll them in sprinkles. There's a variety of things that you can roll them in, and you have little rolled chocolate truffles, which are
Ooh,
fabulous
cocoa.
as a
People do that powdered cocoa.
Maillardise.
Ooh,
They do
yeah.
cocoa. You know what? I don't do the cocoa because it gets a little messy. You know, it kind of makes it a little messy. I just kind of go into like a draisé chopped pistachio, or if you want to do sprinkles, or coconut. Or different things. If you
Oh.
want to put a little togarashi, Japanese peppers, and have a little
Oh.
fun and, light them up a little bit. But they're so easy to make. And people get so nervous when they hear ganache. And it's just like when somebody shows you, you actually go, that's it. Yeah, that's
Okay.
it.
So when you're making the ganache, you've got the sweet, and everyone, the recipe is linked in the show notes. It's right on the homepage of blendradioandtv.com, or go into the cooking section on the site, or type in ganache, because I think this is the only ganache recipe we have because we've all been so scared. But can we add some chili powder to the chocolate when you're putting it in with the cream? Can
Yes,
we do that?
sure you can.
Oh,
Absolutely, you
okay.
can. You
Ooh,
could
so
add
you
a
could
touch of
actually change
vanilla.
it
You
up.
could add,
Ooh,
yeah, of
ooh.
course. Remember, you control
Coffee.
the food. I was just going to say definitely coffee. Coffee and
Oh.
chocolate, when they come together, are wonderful. A little bit of espresso. Some people will actually roll it in a little bit of brewed coffee.
Well, the other thing is, this is the gift giving season, right? And this is something like a kid could go and like, I'm going to take pretzels and do this and wrap it in a nice bow or something, right? Or cookies and, do something. I think there's something special about a homemade gift. And especially if you're on a budget, it's a way of like, hey, I'm putting some effort in. It's something from me to you. But what about like doing something, this, number one, this could be Christmas Day, this could be Hanukkah, this could be Kwanzaa, this could be New Year's Eve delights, right? But if you're rolling them into little truffle balls, you could make like a jar of truffles for friends. You could go to town on what you're dipping in according to what you're, who you're gifting, if they like
Yeah.
specific things,
Sure. Yeah. The flavors are
Oh.
endless, and also the presentation is gorgeous. If you do all different toppings and stuff and lay them in a little box, people go
Oh.
crazy for this kind of stuff.
Oh, that's cool. And
Think
you know
about a
what? We were talking
peanut
about
butter
bacon.
stuffed pretzel. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Peanut butter stuffed pretzel.
In ganache.
Are you...
I mean, you're there. That's the ultimate.
Oh, wow. Candy canes. It's National Candy Cane Day on December 26th.
Oh,
But
wow.
I do
Yeah.
believe one of the days, I think it's the 30th, is Bacon Day. So I'm thinking that's we could be doing that. But you could take so many different things. This is fun to do, but the candy canes would be, you'd almost be making your own bark that way
Yes.
by dipping it in, Oh, I like this. And okay, now have you ever gotten into gingerbread making? Because I know that that
Now,
happens this
I
year.
don't do a lot of gingerbread, or ginger houses or that. I'm not a, tell you the truth, I'm not a big fan of ginger. It's just,
Really?
it's,
Even cooking wise?
yeah.
Huh,
I use it
okay.
in certain sauces and stuff, sparingly, Moroccan chicken and different things. Or if you do, oh, what's the famous dish, the meat dish that uses ginger? It's escaping me. Taliban. But
Oh.
other than that, I'm light on ginger.
So, okay, December 5th apparently is National Comfort Food Day. What would you say is the ultimate
For
comfort
comfort
food?
food, just what we were talking about, I something braised like a short rib, or a good beef chuck, 3, 4, 5 hours with a really good garlic mascarpone herb mashed potato. And I would do
Ooh.
probably a little sauteed broccolini with a little lemon and parmesan, and then take that jus that it was cooked in with the vegetables, and you go into a blender and you blend it, and you add a little bit of butter and a little bit of olive oil and some sherry vinegar, and make a really, really nice top sauce to put on top. And then you sprinkle a little pecorino romano or a little horseradish just to wake it up.
Oh,
That's comfort.
horseradish. What's up with this horseradish sauce that's with ranch or something? And we had this in a
Yeah, it's
restaurant.
good.
Oh,
It's
I
good.
just you could put anything fried and put that in. Ooh, onion rings, French fries, I don't care what it is. It's really, really good. And since we talked to you, we've been in Louisiana and they know how to fry food. They have meat pies in Natchitoches, Louisiana. They're like little meat pies, but they're pepper meat pies, like they're peppery. And it's almost like a Cornish pasty in England, but it's like an empanada. And they're so good. But we were Nancy had her the best Reuben she's ever had in her life. And she's the Reuben queen. Her best. Like, I think a good Reuben on a winter day is a good thing. I just say
Oh, any day, a good Reuben any day is good. I mean, You can do
Yeah,
a
you
corned
can't.
beef Reuben, you can do a pastrami Reuben.
And it's something you can do at home that people always think go to the deli for. But we used to, you could, we would do it with corned beef. People do that on, St. Patty's Day and stuff. But we used to do corned beef as our Christmas roast with corned beef. And Nancy would put like bacon in stages or roasted in stages and then put whiskey at the end, like bourbon or sherry or, and put cloves in it, stick it with cloves, and then smother it with dark mustard, like a really good dark mustard. And from there, like the leftovers we made into Reubens, it was good sauerkraut. You've got to get the right rye bread. Do not skimp on the rye bread. The rye bread is key. Marble is really good. Why is that? I don't know, but it is. And you've got a good Thousand Island dressing. You can't not have the Thousand Island. It has to
And
have it.
Swiss, Oh yeah,
Oh
it's
yeah, the
magical.
Swiss or provolone. Yeah, Swiss or provolone. For us, that's what we would do. But a good Reuben, like I think we get so stuck with, I mean, turkey after turkey after turkey. I think we should, change it up a bit for the Christmas dinner. Do the ribs that
Well,
you're talking about too.
a lot of people would agree with you. Turkey, I think people get a little bored with turkey. So like for Thanksgiving, it's good. I wouldn't do a turkey for Christmas. I would do like a ham. I would do a prime rib or even vegetarian. It depends what you want.
Like
Turkey
turkey.
can only kind of take so far.
But there's a lot you can do with vegetables too. That
Oh yeah. Oh
I
God, yeah.
mean, you can really have a good vegetarian spread. And we've talked about that before. Cheese boards,
Oh,
all
yeah.
kinds of good things. And Hanukkah is upon us. It's coming up in a few days here from, I think the 7th it starts. And Hanukkah, I think there's good food because again, like we got latkes. Like, do you like latkes?
I love latkes. I started making latkes with my grandmother when I was very young. And when they're done, latke is, you're basically. You're going to shred potatoes. You're going to take the excess water out. You put an egg. You put in flour or cornstarch, salt, pepper, different things. What I do is I put Borson or Alouette, which is a soft herb French cheese, and I mix that into the latke. And then you go kind of not too thin, not too thick, and you get them beautifully golden brown. And when I was in certain restaurants, we would serve them if we wanted to elevate them with creme fraiche. And back in the day, beluga caviar, which was just fabulous, or shallot confire, which is cooked in vinegar and sugar and a touch of raspberry. I mean, a good latke is like to die for.
Some people put applesauce with their latkes, so like
Sure, applesauce or sour cream, yeah.
Nancy would make them for breakfast and roast them
Yeah,
instead
you.
of fry them. Is that okay to
Yes,
roast them?
sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can bake them in a hot oven. Yeah.
And then sometimes we'd grate carrot in there just to give it a little healthy kick and color. You can add things. She would do onions, like red onion, like, because it's once things are grated, like, why not just put it all in there? Let it, and I want garlic in everything. I want garlic in it for sure. And on December 6th, it is National Gazpacho Day. So I think that's interesting since that's a cooler soup for, the holiday season. But then it's red, right? Gazpacho is red, so it's a nice color.
Well, it depends what you're putting in it. The trick with gazpacho is anytime I used to make gazpacho, if I served it in a shot glass or in a bowl, I use it in the spoon. I always made sure they were in the freezer. They were super, super, super ice cold. And I put just enough tomato, just enough cucumber, balance it out where,
Refreshing.
it's got to be refreshing. Yeah, exactly. Where it's like, ah. And of course, you can make it. I like to make it a little spicy.
I like spice. Listen, Louisiana, man, they do not mess around with their spice. It's
No,
there. It
they're,
is.
yeah, it's there.
Hello. Welcome
And
to Louisiana.
yeah.
Yeah, you're going to wake up
We
and you're
just,
going to feel good.
yeah, I just did Cajun blackened fish last week with the students, with the
Oh,
clarified
wow. How did
butter
they
and the
enjoy
very,
that?
very hot. They were, it was different for them. It's an acquired taste because really you're putting on, a lot of spice and clarified butter. You can take up to 450 degrees, so you're kind of like burning the spice. It's blackened. I mean, it's kind of burnt into the fish, so it's an acquired taste. But they liked it.
Well, that's cool that they like it, and you go for it, and because fish can be interesting, and fish, I think some people cook fish like Christmas Eve is like a tradition, isn't it? Is it
Oh yeah,
Christmas
the
or
Feast of the
Christmas Eve?
Seven Fishes. Yeah. I love the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Do you have seven different fishes, like literally, or
Yes.
is it your
Everything
oh?
from shellfish to finfish. Oh yeah, it's seven fish, yeah.
Oh man,
Yeah.
when. Nancy and I are allergic to fish, but when we're in Louisiana,
Ah.
which is you're in Louisiana and everything is fish, and I love it because the state gives feeds it pays the restaurants like a little kickback for using local seafood, which I think
Yes.
is fantastic. They do
Yeah.
it for festivals for local musicians and keeping things local, but they made these baked potatoes in this one restaurant. Merci beaucoup. So it's a more of a French style restaurant. That's where Nancy got
Yeah.
her really good Reuben. They took these huge baked potatoes and then they put etouffee, if I'm pronouncing that right, and then these
Etouffee.
giant, giant shrimp on top. I don't know if it's a crawfish or shrimp. It's like a big curly whirly at the top that was,
Yeah.
fried. And this
Yeah.
was the deal for people. This was a
Oh,
huge
yeah.
deal. This baked potato with etouffee, whatever etouffee is.
Oh, yeah.
So that might be an interesting Christmas thing.
I remember I was in New Orleans years ago. There was a restaurant, Stella's, Chef Bowman, who did tempura fried jellyfish. It was, I can't even explain it.
Well, they can fry
It was
anything in
fabulous.
Louisiana. Seriously,
Yes, they
they
can.
fry. And we went, there was this in Natchitoches, there's a French Market Express one night, and it's a gas station diner, and they have a gas station food trail. And literally, you get po' boys, boudin, if
Oh.
you're in the South Louisiana, and all.
Oh
Boudin
yeah.
is like a
Oh
French
yeah.
thing, with rice, and they did
Oh
hog's head
yeah.
cheese, and they got us to eat hog's head cheese. I did it.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah.
But I
I
don't need
love
to do
head
that.
cheese. Oh.
No, well, no,
No,
you
no.
can you go to Louisiana with us next time and take care of that.
Yes. Yeah.
But we did it. But you must try what you can, And the fried food, I remember that one night we'd done a live back in our live radio show days. We used to be on those, and when we did them, and we had done a show, and it was like 8, 9 o'clock at night, and it's a gas station by the hotels. And it's smart, and they just doubled their gas. I mean, these people are you sometimes can't even get into the store. The lines are
You
so
can't even get
big.
in. Yeah, of course.
They are known
This is
for
good food.
yam cake, and then their
Well.
fried food. You can go in, you can buy wine, and that's what, of course, we did. You can sit in the middle amongst all the groceries and eat. It's funny. But you go in,
I love it.
and we hadn't had half of these fried things. And the guy behind the counter is like, "Have you had this? Well, then you need to try it." We walked out with this pile of fried food, and Nancy and I looked, I mean, really naughty girls. But they have drive-through daiquiris in Louisiana, seriously. So we had drive this eggnog daiquiri, and it's eggnog month, by the way. And so we had eggnog daiquiris, and it's been written about in the New York Times and stuff. And I'm like, okay, this is probably the only way I'm going to drink eggnog. Do you drink eggnog? Because that can be weird if you don't know where who's making it. Are the eggs okay? You know.
I'm not a big eggnog guy. I'm not a big egg. To me, it's like a sip is enough for me. It's very rich.
Yeah,
Very
it
rich.
got too much, but then we kept going, let's have some more. And then I realized, no, you don't want to do that again. But speaking of sweet, December 7th is National Cotton Candy Day. And in England, they call it fairy floss. We used to call it candy floss in South Africa. Cotton candy. Now, I've been in restaurants where they do stuff with that. Have you ever made it?
Yes,
Have
many
you?
years ago, we bought the machine, we bought everything. It goes around and it shreds little threads, and it comes like a it just it creates, and it's very sweet, and you pour everything in, and the machine does it, and it looks beautiful on the plate, but to me, it was like
It
very
melts
sweet.
so quickly.
I liked it when I
Yeah,
was a kid.
it's kind of like you're heating up the sugar really fast and spinning it. You're really, yeah, it's cool. Oh, you were talking about chocolates. National Box of Chocolates Day is December 28th. We've got National Pepper Day. What's a pepper pot? Like the actual
Not sure.
pepper in the aisle. But
Not
they
sure.
also have Baking Soda Day, Bicarbonate of Soda Day. Listen,
Oh,
those two
wow.
things are important. That's important. You know, that's December 30th, just in case. 31st, and I think you're going to like this one, other than it's National Champagne Day. We like that. Obviously, it's New Year's Eve, but it's National Vinegar Day. Now, the world of vinegars. This is something we should probably embrace more into our lives, right? As using balsamics, but also trying different vinegars for different things. Even baking, I know people use vinegar
Oh,
in
for
baking.
sure. People really, really miss the boat when they don't learn how to cook with vinegar. With all the different vinegars out there and the acidity, which is not that high, people think it's a lot higher than it is. And you balance it out with something a little sweet, which is a gastrique. Learning to work with vinegars in sauces, in glazes, is one of the best things you can do cooking. Same thing like with mustards. People kind of miss the boat on that.
Doesn't mustard have vinegar in it? Like, isn't it mixed? Like, they crush the actual mustard pod things and then mix it with vinegar. And then I don't know what makes it a dark mustard. What I don't know if that's just the
All the
plant
different
or.
seeds, how it's,
Okay.
or, I mean, one of my favorite things is I do a Costa Rican swordfish, and I simply take a little sugar-free orange marmalade with
Oh, I love that.
mustard and vinegar, and I just mix
Ooh.
it up. I put it on the swordfish, I roast it in the oven, and it comes out a little bit of breadcrumbs, a little Japanese panko on top, and it's just like, oh, boom, bang,
Now, malt vinegar, I grew up with that in England and South Africa on chips, which is like a fat French fry. And there's a list, there's sloppy chips, as we'd call them, which were like thin, would be like French fries, thin but sloppy. So there's a mushiness to it, and that's a whole other texture, and it's good. But actual chips, like if you make those thick, oh, it's like steak fries, basically. Oh, God, yes. Oh,
There's
good old
nothing
steak
better than
fries
fish and chip. Oh, with
with
malt
malt
vinegar, I
vinegar.
mean, when it's
Yeah.
done well, oh my God. When I was in England, I remember I went to a really good fish and chip place, and it was like, oh my God.
It's awesome. I mean, really, malt vinegar is, and apple cider vinegar is really good for our bodies if you get the one
Yes,
with the
it is.
actual like good stuff, like the organic. I don't know, because Bragg's is being sold out to somebody. I don't know what's going on with that. Katy Perry owns it apparently, or is invested in it, and so is Bill Gates. I don't know about what's going on with that, because now I'm getting weird about, you know, you have to read up on stuff you're buying. But apple
I
cider
know.
vinegar is really good for even cleaning. For refreshing a room, air freshener wise, it's like apple cider vinegar is like the goodness of goodness, and you can cook with it. And I think people, that's the one that people bake with, I think, is apple cider. I'm not sure, but it's good. It's good. Okay, so we got vinegar, believe it or not. I didn't know we were going to talk about that for December. But okay, there's all kinds of like National Date Nut Bread Day. That's good. Dates are good. National, I don't know how to pronounce this. Pfeffernuss Day? Pfeffernuss? I don't know what that is, but it sounds baked or something. Eggnog Day, Pumpkin Pie Day, National Kiss the Cook Day. So that's a day for you and Tracy.
There you go.
National Fruit Cake Day, and I think it's Fruit Cake Month. So that's always the fruit cake. Yay. but oh, National French Fried Shrimp Day of December 21st. There you go. There's Sangria Day, Hard Candy Day, Oatmeal Muffin Day.
There's a day for everything.
And no kidding. National Roast Suckling Pig Day.
Oh, I
Wow.
wouldn't do it.
Who's gonna do that in their backyard in Hawaii? Hawaii, they might do it.
I wouldn't. Can't do it.
I can't. I yeah,
Can't
I
do it.
know. No, because it's a baby. National Maple Syrup Day. That's a big deal to actually get real maple syrup, the real stuff. Maple
The
syrup, and
real
some of them
stuff
smoke
compared
it. Ooh.
to, yeah.
Yeah,
I
the
mean,
real
once you've
stuff.
had the real stuff, you can't go back.
I remember getting some from a guy in Vermont, and he was just, you know, even doing his own labels. And he was just, he's on the Food Network and everything, but he was like a for real cottage industry with his maple syrup. And Nancy and I, it was, no, there's not, you put it on French toast, you put it on waffle, I don't care. Cook with it. Cook with maple syrup too. Ooh, could you put maple syrup and vinegar together? That
It's you
sounds
know, a lot of
interesting.
people, when they do a ham, Lisa, they do a smoked ham. So they buy the ham smoked, and it's got huge amounts of sodium for 4 ounces. If you buy a fresh ham, which is the leg of the pork, okay, it's fresh. You take maple, good Vermont maple syrup. That's your sweetness. You put in really, really good apple cider vinegar, and you put in garlic and orange juice and some herbs, and you reduce it to a syrup. And you have a glaze on that ham that when it cooks in the oven, it candies the outside of the ham. And it's the most incredible thing. And because of the maple and the vinegar working together, it's the way to go.
Ooh. Oh, I'm liking that. Oh, and then just imagine what you can do with it as leftovers too. I bet you it gets intense. That's good. I want to bring out the mustard now. Who cut the mustard? The same person who cut the cheese. No. Okay. So, all right. So there's National, I never say this right, Chef Ivan. I know you're gonna know how to do it. National Bouillabaisse Day, Bouillabaisse, bully.
Bouillabaisse,
Yeah, bouillabaisse. So it's bouillabaisse. What
Bouillabaisse,
is
yeah.
that? What is
It's like a
bouillabaisse?
Cioppino. It's a fish stew with saffron. And
Oh.
when it's done correctly, it's wonderful. It's very balanced. It's you eat it with crusty bread and a good
Oh.
white wine. It's and a lot of times they put whole like small whole fish in, and it's just oh, it's to die for.
No, that's it. Because I remember you coming on the show year. I mean, this was years ago. I think it was even when you and Tracy lived up in Arizona, and you did this recipe, and you had the whole fish on the plate. And I remember getting emails about this, like he put the whole fish, like with the face. And I'm like, and you're like, that's how it's done. So when you're talking about whole fish inside this bouillabaisse, are you putting like sardines and that kind of like little
You
fishies,
can.
or like the whole
Yes,
thing?
you put in Roger, you put in sardines, you put in small little fish. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I just did a lecture with the students last week. How do you know if fish is fresh? You buy it whole. Well, how can you tell? Well, are the eyes bright? Are the gills super red? When you press the skin, does it bounce back? Or make sure none of the scales are coming off. It smells like cucumber. It smells like the
Oh.
sea. It's fresh. Most of my career, I used fresh fish. It's the only way I
Yeah.
knew that it was fresh.
Do they get slimy? Like if it's not? You know how
Yes,
vegetables
the
get.
skin will get slimy, the eyes will
Ew.
get foggy, and the gills will get become brown, and you don't want to touch it at that point.
Is that
There's
why
a
a
very
lot of
short.
people smoke them, like smoke fish, as a way of
Oh
preserving
yeah.
them?
Oh yes. Oh yeah. I love a good smoked fish.
So
Like
when you smoke a,
sturgeon, salmon.
so is that
And of
smoked so
course.
it's preserved, and then you could put it in a
Yes.
sauce or something like this?
Yes, and then you can also do a cold smoke. Bacon is cold smoke. Salmon, lox is cold smoke. We're just infusing the smoke and not cooking the fish. Or you can do gravlax, where you're salting the fish with brown sugar and salt, and you're curing it, and then you're cutting it paper thin with cream cheese on a bagel with a touch of
Ooh.
lemon. Ugh.
Oh, speaking of that, it's National Lemon Cupcake Day on December 15th. And you mentioned bagels. December 11th is National Have a Bagel Day. Now let's talk about bagels, because you lived in New York City for a while, right?
Yes,
And you
yes,
know that there's bagels and then there's bagels.
yes,
There's the BS bagel and the real bagel,
yes.
right? Tell everybody how to
I
find a
have
good bagel. Can you make your own? Can
to.
a home
Yes,
cook
it's
make
funny
their
that
own?
you said that because about a month ago, I did bagels with my students. And I was
Ooh.
hesitant because I had never made a bagel before. So I said, so. Tracy found me a
Wow.
really good recipe. I said, am I going to be able to do this? They came out like some of the best bagels I had ever had in New York. I was amazed how, and they're not hard. It's not hard to
Wow.
do. You boil it for 45
You really
seconds.
do boil bagels in water.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You put them in boiling water. Yes. You make the dough. You let it sit overnight. You form the bagel. You put it in the boiling water with, some places do a sugary malt. I did some brown sugar,
Okay.
and then you put it in the oven. You put whatever toppings you want, and it is remarkable the way they come out.
So is that what gives you that the sugar is what does that
The
actual
chew.
the chew and the crust, it's like the
It gives
actual
you the chew
crust.
and the crust. Yep,
So
that's
when
what
you
a
take
great.
it out, it's like the that's the crust, and so you're not
Yes.
baking it ever. You're it is all boiled. No
No,
baking or
you boil it and then you bake it.
okay, you do bake it. Huh, this is so cool. Now, Reuben on bagel. You do rye
Oh,
bagels? Oh
sure.
man.
Well, you use rye flour, sure.
I've
Whole
worked in a
wheat
bagel.
bagels.
My first job in this country was working in a bagel, a deli in Florida.
Good for
And
you.
I had all these New Yorkers come in and ask for a pastrami on a bagel. I thought they were donuts. I didn't know
Oh.
what I had no clue. And you know New Yorkers when they want their stuff, right? And
Yes,
I
yes, yes.
don't, man, did I have to learn how to move in that
Yes,
deli. It was a food
yes.
court in a mall, and they taught me pretty darn quickly, because I wasn't going to make it if I didn't learn fast what all
Yeah, you
these
got to
things
move.
were.
Sense of
The
urgency, yes.
pumpernickel. It's the pumpernickel that, oh yes, the
Yeah.
pumpernickel bagels. That's what was
With
my soft
molasses,
spot.
yeah.
Oh, is that what it
So
is
funny.
that does it?
Yeah, Trace and I were just talking about molasses and pumpernickel bread the other night. Yeah.
So that's what is what the marble rye is rye with the pumpernickel molassesy on it. That's why it's
The
so
swirl.
good, because
Yeah.
we love the swirl. Don't we always love a good swirl, whether it's ice cream or cake? Everybody wants a marble. Okay, so National Pastry Day is December 9th. Now, pastries do not have to always be sweet. They can be savory, and we like a good savory
Sure.
pastry, like we're talking the
Sure.
meat pies.
Yeah.
National Lager Day, December 10th. Do you like a good lager? I always like a
I
good
do.
lager.
I do.
Yeah. And what would you pair it with? Just thinking festive time. Nice. I'm going to those pretzels.
I would,
Pretzels.
know what? A very thinly sliced roast beef sandwich on a French baguette with Munster cheese, red onion, and Russian dressing.
Oh.
With an ice cold lager and a little bit of lemon in it works for me.
So Russian dressing is the red dressing, not the Thousand Island. They used to
You
get
know what
those from
Russian
the
dressing is in New York? Ketchup, mayonnaise, and
Thousand
cut up
Island?
pickle.
Oh,
Thousand
pickle.
Island, yeah. That's Russian dressing.
Okay,
Why they
so
call it
I'm not
Russian
nuts.
dressing, I don't know.
Why do they have, what's that red stuff you see in the markets? The Russian, it's red and it doesn't look,
Ooh.
Well, I suppose that
Who
is what
knows?
you're saying. Yeah, we
Yeah.
don't know what's in the mystery bottle, but it's also National Brownie Day on December 8th if you want to be happy. And listen,
Right?
the best baked brownies have red wine in them. Just
Yeah.
saying. And National Biscuits and Gravy Day is December 14th. Biscuits and gravy, that can be a little bit on the waistline with the sausage and the good gravy has sausage, right? That pepper and
Well, yeah, if you're doing it with biscuits, yeah, they'll do it with sausage. Yeah.
okay. So while we were in Louisiana, we had biscuits for breakfast at our friend's place, but our other friend Eva made pear honey, and it's so, speaking of pears, so we got a recipe and she got a different recipe and she did both. Because she goes out to farms and gets her produce and then she preserves and pickles everything. We were talking about her the last time we were on the show with you. And we were there, yeah, in Tucson. And she made pear honey, and it's really honey made out of pears. And let me tell you, put that on the biscuit in the morning with a good cup of coffee, and you are happy
Oh
campers.
yeah.
It does
I'm
taste
sure.
like honey, but it's made out
Yeah.
of a vegetable instead of bee
That's
honey.
interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
good. And we've got, everyone will make sure there's a recipe on our site. Just type in pear honey on blendradioandtv.com. It is absolutely delicious. We first learned how to do it on a farm in East Tennessee. And they had this, it's the end of August, and they had those, those big brown pears? I don't know what their names are again. Those big brown, they go brown, like not
Yes,
rotting, but
yes, yes.
a ju and ju something like that.
Anjou, Anjou. There's
Anjou.
Bosque, and yeah, those are Anjou. Yeah.
Yeah, and her pear tree at that point was losing its leaves and they were hanging. And
Yeah.
so they were making their own pear honey and it was, oh my
Wow.
gosh. Oh yeah, I'm into that. But wow, so I think we've done good on the food for the holidays. I mean, December is pretty
Yes,
darn good. This is very
we're
good.
good.
So start making ganache and have fun with it. It's a good idea for gifts. I think that's awesome
Yes.
because the
Yes.
great thing to do. But happy holidays to you and Miss Tracy
You
and all your
too.
pets out there. And
Thank
we will
you.
talk with you soon in January because in the
Okay.
new year we're going to unganache ourselves, right?
Okay.
Unlager
Yes.
and unganache ourselves.
Yeah.
Everyone, again, Chef Ivan's recipe is linked in the show notes. And also just go to blendradioandtv.com and type in ganache. You'll find it. Thanks so much, Chef Ivan.
Good speaking with you, Lisa. Be well.
You too. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Big Blend Radio's Big Weekly Blend Podcast. You can keep up with our shows at bigblendradio.com. And if you want to get our Big Weekly Blend magazine, just sign up for our newsletter at blendradioandtv.com.